Hey guys, this is Old reporting for the National Rock Review, www.nationalrockreview.com. Your place, your online source for iconic concert imagery, news, reviews, and interviews. Hey, I'm down here in Flint at the one and only Machine Shop in the beautiful Flint, Michigan. Tonight, Clutch is performing with The Sword and Crobot. Speaking of Crobot, I'm here with the guys from Crobot. These guys are out of Pennsylvania and currently signed a new record deal with Wind Up Records. I have Brandon, Chris, Jake, and Paul with me.
Yeah.
And how's it going, guys?
Great.
Good. It's cold.
Okay. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about Crobot.
Brandon?
Well, we are bearded, riffy, spacey, and we like to get high.
Okay.
Except for me, I don't get high.
You don't get high? What's up with that?
I get anxiety, man. Right. I used to get high, but not anymore.
Right.
Now we get drunk.
Yeah, I get drunk.
Yeah.
I drink enough beer for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Okay, well, first of all, well, congrats on the new record deal with Wind Up Records. Is it everything that you guys were hoping for? Up to this point?
So far, so good.
Yep. So far, so good.
We're on tour with our two favorite bands, and we just recorded with Machine, who is probably our favorite producer. He just did the latest Clutch album and some of our favorite albums in the past as well. But yeah, it's awesome. I mean, everything's working out better than we could have ever imagined.
Right.
You know, the planets are aligning, I think. So.
Okay, well, good deal. Okay, well, speaking of the tour with Clutch and the Sword, this is the last date of the tour.
Yeah.
And, tell us exactly how the tour's been going. Obviously, it's been awesome. I mean, I don't even really need to ask, but I figured I would anyway.
Yeah.
Shows.
Yeah, just the fact that we're in the same sentence as these two bands is just fucking awesome to us.
Right.
You know, the fact that we're playing sold-out shows every night, it's our first foot forward in the touring circuits, for the most part.
Right.
It's just been a blast.
You guys have played the Machine Shop before, right?
No, this is actually our first time.
Oh, okay.
I've heard so much about it.
You're coming back for another show soon.
Yeah, I believe in about 2 weeks.
Snowcore, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Snowcore tour.
That's Heaven's Basement and Pretty Reckless. Awesome. So, you guys, a little bit different lineup for that.
We might be the ones sticking out a little bit, but I think that's a good thing.
I think you'll be sticking out in a good way for sure on that lineup. Anyway, let's see. The Legend of Spaceborne Killer, your first disc, you guys released that on your own about a year and a half ago. Not quite, but almost.
Yeah.
Tell us about that disc.
Those were just songs that, me and Brandon started the band. And we always wanted to rip off Sabbath and Clutch, and that's what we did.
Right.
It's like, it's almost a paying tribute to all the bands we loved, and that's what it turned into. And we actually are going to re-record a few of those songs and put them on the new album as well.
Okay.
That should be out, May, March, April, who knows?
Okay, and the title track, Legend of Spaceborne Killer, does have a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Tell us about the making of that video. Whatever you can.
Actually, it was a pretty crazy process. We were supposed to film it a week before.
Yeah, everything was scheduled and ready to go. Then it got canceled, and then all of a sudden, Max Mensopet, he produced the video from New York, and he called me last minute and was just like, "Dude, let's do it." So we got together as many people as we could, and we rented out this church in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And Brandon's, I think, is your cousin.
Yeah.
He's like a snake charmer or something.
Yeah, my cousin's fiance raises snakes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
He had an albino snake, and the other snakes that were in there that were.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Very accessible for us.
It was crazy.
Okay.
It was just these fucking amazing snakes just all over this church.
Right.
And dudes, with huge beards and fucking everybody's like hungover or getting drunk. It's just pretty awesome.
Good. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more. You said you just finished recording. Maybe you could tell us a little something about how that went, where it was recorded at. I mean, what can we expect from the new disc?
Actually, we recorded it at the Machine Shop in Belleville, okay. New Jersey, with the machine and...
the other machine shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was a great experience for us all around in every aspect of the band. I mean, coming out of it, I definitely feel like we're a better band.
Okay.
Working with the machine.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just through, you know, working with a major producer and,
right.
You know, a lot about songwriting and a lot about our playing as well.
Gave you guys... a lot of tips.
And yeah, just, I mean, left and right. It was just... Mm-hmm. It was
every day
awesome.
Was a learning experience.
Awesome.
How long did the recording process take?
It's like about a month and a half.
Yeah, a month right. and a half. We stayed in Mike Scott's house. He's the guitar player for Prince and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, nice.
A big shout out to Mike Scott.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, now, Jake and Paul, what's going on with you two? You guys... you're the newest members of the band.
Yeah.
Seem to have fallen into a pretty good situation here. Tell us how that came about.
Well, we had been jamming with these guys. We were in separate bands, you know, but we'd swap shows for a while. And, you know, me and Bishop would always get hammered afterwards and stuff. And,
right.
You know, chilled out with Brandon a bunch. And just kind of came to be. We both fired the... other members of our bands and
mm-hmm.
linked up.
Okay.
You know, we all knew each other, knew we'd get along good, so figured let's all take our common goal and, you know, build a very well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody's happy, all four members getting along and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important.
Like what everybody's bringing to the table.
Well, except for me and Jake.
Right.
We only argue when he's wrong.
Or in the morning.
Yeah, morning is
rough. Mornings are rough.
None of that. Once you get a cigarette and coffee, everybody's good.
Okay, now I was on YouTube and I saw you guys have this Crobot TV thing that's been launched relatively recently,
yeah.
Within the past few months. Tell us about Crobot TV and, you know, maybe a little bit about that and where you guys are going with that.
It's basically just ideas and...
Right.
Just randomness and...
Okay.
You know, it's just us being bored and not having anything else to do but
yeah.
film ourselves being fucking idiots.
Yeah, right.
It's a good way to make fun of each other publicly.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last episode was like a month ago. That
Riffs
was with
and
you.
Cookies. Yeah, that was
Riffs
with,
and Cookies. Tell us about that one.
That was me and Alberto at the machine shop. He was an engineer, is an engineer there. And, that was just something that came up, us fucking sitting around waiting on our time to record, you know, and being bored, and we're both large guys, so we love riffs and cookies, and it just made sense to fucking to make it, so came out great, man.
Yeah, it did.
We've got some other ones, too, that we recorded there that are just waiting on getting edited that are going to be pretty awesome. We got a Blair Witch Project rip. Spoof. It's gonna be pretty awesome,
right?
So
keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Tons. There'll be new stuff.
A lot
coming
of stuff
left and right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you said that you guys are gonna be back here in a couple weeks on the Snowcore tour with Heaven's Basement and the Pretty Reckless. What else is on the horizon? I'm pretty sure I saw that you guys are gonna play Rock on the Range over at Columbus Stadium. I believe that's in the second week of May.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're stoked about that because there's going to be like what 50,000 people there or something.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Is that going to be the
down.
Is that going to be the biggest gig you guys have played or?
Yeah,
definitely.
Probably.
I mean, these shows are huge, but I mean 50,000 people. I don't even know. I can't even wrap my head around.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
That
right.
looks like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a sea of people. Yeah.
It's a lot of sweat.
A lot of skin.
Yeah. It's a lot of friction.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be awesome.
Heavy breathing.
Any other plans that you know of coming up in the future there besides, you know, Snowcore?
We've got some stuff that we're waiting to hear on, but definitely we're doing a tour with a band called Truck Fighters from Sweden.
Okay.
And they're one of our favorite bands, so we're super excited about that as well.
I feel like we're on, South Southwest.
March, yeah, I think it's gonna be to get to South by Southwest, so it's gonna be cool.
Speaking of other bands, what have you guys been listening to? I see you got the iPod set up in here. What do you guys been listening to on the road in between gigs?
Graveyard,
yeah.
Uh-huh, Graveyard.
Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats.
Okay. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, they're like Sabbath with Lennon vocals.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else?
Listen to a lot of Truck Fighters.
A lot of Truck Fighters.
Apple and the Sweet Oranges.
Yeah. Yeah. We hit up a couple of these record stores.
Right.
Record store promotion things, and we ended up finding these weird obscure bands, so we just started getting into random shit.
Yeah, it's too bad there's not more record stores, but it does make you appreciate the ones that are left. I was just in Denver, and I made sure I passed by Angelo's CDs and More and Twist and Shout Records. Yeah. Both places have been around for 25 years, but just the memorabilia on the wall, itself is incredible.
Yeah, when we roll into a town that has a record store, we try to do a thing called Vinyl Wars, where we go in and we all pick our favorite album, and then we paper, rock, scissors, and battle for whoever wins. Actually,
we got one ninja record. Bear.
Yeah. it's cool, man, and it supports the record stores and stuff, and we bring a dozen donuts for everybody, and we give away some tickets and shit. But,
awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I think we, it's good to do shit like that.
Yeah, upon the release of the album, we're really hoping to do something special with the vinyl, maybe throwing a bonus track on there that's not anywhere else. Now we're really into keeping the vinyl thing alive. So,
obviously it's been making some sort of resurgence.
Yeah,
everybody's seems to be printing up vinyl, and
sounds better. Definitely,
it's cool.
Does it?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually proven. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is I haven't really got back into purchasing vinyl. I did go out and get one of those $100. Vinyl players that you plug into your computer and you can turn it into
it's just a nice warm sound.
There's
something about the ritual of it all too,
technically, right. A CD isn't the actual sound frequency, it's a digital representation of such a sound frequency, so there's nothing that's ever going to be able to match that,
right,
so-called, what if you want to call it quality or whatever, but that's a digital interpretation is not going to be half as accurate as the actual wave coming out,
Good deal. All right, before we wrap it up, any time parameters on the release of the new disc? Do you guys have an idea of when it's going to come out?
Optimistically, late March.
Late March, optimistically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say.
Realistically.
You don't want to jinx it. Don't want to jinx anything. Yeah. Okay.
We could speculate. There's so many things that has to happen. Hopefully sooner than later, though.
Anything you guys want to add before we wrap it up? Just final thoughts?
Check out our hot sauce.
Yeah, we got some hot
sauce. Okay, I saw that. How'd that come about?
We just love burritos and hot sauce. And
right.
We put it on everything if we could. And
now we can. Are you selling something? You got some at the merch booth tonight?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll definitely try that for sure. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you guys' time, and good luck with the gig tonight. Continued success in the future, obviously. Congrats on the new signing. All that other good stuff. Hey, guys, this is Old for the National Rock Review, www.nationalrockreview.com. Be sure to check in with us on a daily basis. News, reviews, interviews, concert imagery, all that good stuff. Additionally, don't forget to listen to my radio show, The Metal, on 94.3 FM in the local Flint listening area. And if you're not in Flint, you can hear us on WKUF.FM. That's every Sunday night, 8 to 12 p.m. Actually, I'm not going to do my show tonight, guys, because I'm coming to the show.
Yeah! So,
anyway, but I'll definitely spin some of your stuff. I actually already have, but we'll definitely play more. And, hey, all right, that's it. Peace.
Adios.